Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 9, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Our year is moving on. We're in week 14 of a 21-week season. See below for tournament information. And please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Lane assignments for week 14. Lane 35, team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 36, team 2, Strike Time. Lane 37, team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 38, team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 39, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 40, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 41, Team 4, Triple Threat. And Lane 42, Team 7, Hangmen. Subs for Week 14, Lane 37, Team 3, out Sharon Benton, in Matt Bowers. Lane 38, Team 5, out Jenna Meck, in Loretta Tony. Bowling balls for sale. Zelda has two bowling balls for sale. The first is a used 15-pound bound ball, and the second is a brand-new 14-pound ball, never used. Anyone interested can contact her at 443-629-0018 or via email at zelda2152@gmail.com. Susan Patterson will be back again tonight with more Girl Scout cookies. They do freeze, so stock up. $5 a box. The Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is Bolero South Boulevard, 4501 South Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Those going, we will need to leave from JC Center in Raleigh at 6 a.m. on the 24th. We will be back late Saturday night. Bowling begins at 10 a.m. and it is a 3-hour drive. So if we make a brief stop, we'll still be pushing it. Interested in STEM, S-T-E-M? There will be a Google Meet webinar on Sunday, February 18, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. presented by Tracy Minish, M-I-N-I-S-H, a former Mission Control Operations Manager at NASA's Johnson City Space Center. He is a visually impaired person and will share his journey in STEM and NASA, along with some STEM activities. The Google Meet joining info is as follows. Video call link, https://. meet.google.com/XJW-RX, that's RFJX-DZS. Or you can dial US 1+1, that is if you're out of the country, 678-632-2930. And the PIN number is 141-474-323#. Some more mobile numbers are available at https://txt.met/xjw-rfjx-dz?pin=386086541-1784. Now, both of those websites can be reached just by clicking on your email copy of those links in your email copy of the newsletter. And some bio information is present there about Tracy. Tracy Minich, and it is as follows. Three of them, https://www.polusCENTER.org https://pols.us/trades-win/tracy-minish. The second one, https://roundupread.nasa.gov/roundup/1137. And the third and final, https://vimeo.com/43747077. And the final line on this particular topic says, please have a potato and a non-bendy straw too. And what's that for? I do not know. calling all chefs, our chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off will be held on Saturday, March 9 from 5 to 9 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. It's $10 to come and try all the chili, soup, stew, and dessert that you wish. You do not have to be a bowler to enter or to eat. Everybody's welcome to participate. Please save the date. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 16. More details coming soon. Our entry deadline for Outlaws will be early in March. The Governor Moorhead Foundation invites everyone to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new GMS Accessible Outdoor Learning Center on April 11 at 12:30 p.m. The generous help of the NC State's School of Design and Community Partnerships has made this new accessible playground possible. We next have a lot of information from Sandy McDaniel regarding the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada. Sandy writes, we will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go on to the website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter, or by calling the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59, plus $30 resort fee, plus $3 city fee, and 13.5% tax, approximately $104 a night, for two guests per night. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability at the special rate. Please note, a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking, in-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks coffee pods, refrigerator and in-room safe, access to the all-new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi, and in-room Wi-Fi, plus printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to a full day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. Now, the Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Casino and El Dorado Casino are joined to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. go on the website, and it lists all of the restaurants and the entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl at 1855 East Lincoln Way in Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the bowling lanes we will be using this year. It is about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Snack Bar features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but is also a quick and easy way to get some food. The entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. Outlaws, please note, tournament entries are due to the ABBA by April 5. So Outlaws entries are due locally no later than March 22. We do not bowl on March 29, as that is Good Friday. Therefore, we're going to need to know who is going in order to make up teams in time to get the entries to Sandy by the 5th. So please plan ahead and see Ginger or Sharon if you have a problem. Sandy continues. T-shirts are $30. Please specify size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day, so Tuesday for singles and doubles and Wednesday for teams. We do not yet know what the schedule is for meetings. They're anticipated to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. Cutoff for reservations, April 19, 2024. To make a reservation, you can call 800-697-9733 or go online to their booking website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Please also note, if you arrive before 3:30 on the day of your reservation begins at the hotel, they charge a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. And if you leave after 11 a.m., you're charged for a full day. Final activity notation, the Disability Awards Council is holding a workshop on transportation on February 16 and again on February 23 from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 100 Europa Drive, room 101, Chapel Hill, NC, 27514. There is a Zoom option available. Topics that will be discussed at these workshops include disability types and awareness, customer service monitoring, and ADA updates. Training and Technical Assistance Specialist Catherine L. Newman will be speaking. You can register by using the link in your email copy of this newsletter, and the cost is $15 for persons with disabilities and $85 for professionals. Time for a little bit of soup today. We have two soups on the recipes that will bowl you over. The first is cabbage beef soup. Sounds good for a chilly day. Ingredients, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 large onion chopped, 1 pound of ribeye or Scotch filet steak cut into 1-inch pieces, trimmed to visible fat, 1 stalk of celery chopped, 2 large carrots peeled and diced, 1 small green cabbage chopped into bite-sized pieces, 4 cloves of minced garlic, 6 cups of beef stock or broth, 3 tablespoons of fresh chopped parsley, plus more to serve. 2 teaspoons each of dried thyme and dried rosemary, or dried basil and oregano. 2 teaspoons of onion or garlic powder, and salt and freshly cracked black pepper to taste. With all of that, here are your instructions. Heat the oil in a large pot over a medium heat. Add the beef and sear all sides until browned all over. They don't need to be cooked through. Then add the onions and cook until transparent. That'll be about 3 to 4 minutes. Add the celery and carrots to the pan, mixing through the flavors in the pot. Cook while mixing occasionally for about 3 to 4 minutes. Then add the cabbage. And after that, cook for a further 5 minutes until it's beginning to soften. Add in the garlic. Cook until it's fragrant, about 1 minute, mixing all ingredients through. Add the stock or broth, parsley, dried herbs, and onion or garlic powder, mixing well. Bring all of this to a simmer. Reduce the heat to medium-low, cover with a lid. Allow to simmer for 10 to 15 minutes or until the cabbage and the carrots are soft. Season with salt and pepper and add in a little extra dry herbs if needed. Then serve it warm with a sprinkle of fresh parsley, if desired. Now this one is a little different. Cheesy hash brown potato soup. Another new one to me. Your ingredients: 1 30-ounce bag of frozen shredded hash browns, 1 10-ounce can of condensed milk. Oh, strike that. 1 10-ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, 4 cups of chicken broth, 2 cups of cheddar cheese grated, plus more for serving, 1/2 cup of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper to taste, croutons and for garnish, and crumbled bacon, garnish optional. Preparation. Combine the chicken broth and the hash browns in a large pot or a Dutch oven over high heat and bring it to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium and stir in the chicken soup, cheddar cheese, and onion powder. Season generously with salt and pepper and cook for 10 to 15 minutes. Stir in sour cream and cream cheese, and then cook it until it is completely incorporated, and then blend everything together or leave it as is. Transfer to serving bowls and serve topped with oregano, croutons, and more cheese. Mmm, sounds good. Here's your bowling schedule looking out all the way to and including, I think, most all of the month of May 2024. Bowling, February 9 and 16. Charlotte Tournament, February 24. Bowling, March 1 and 8. Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem, March 16. Bowl on March 22. ABBA National Tournament entries are due on or before March 22. Good Friday, March 29, there will be no bowling. Bowling in April on the 5th, the 12th, and the 19th. In May, Outlaw Invitational is tentatively set for May 4, and the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada will be on May 19 through 23. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.